Blog Talk Radio.
If I told you that you could own your own business on the internet, your own travel business on the internet, and you'd save money every time you travel, and when your friends and family book travel, would you mind getting paid the commission? And number three, would you mind getting paid if you told somebody about this business? That's all the business is.
Poughkeepsie, New York.
Good morning, New York. Who else is out there?
Dixie from Alabama.
Good morning, Alabama. Who else is on the line?
Tina from Houston, Texas.
Good morning, Octavia from Miami.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning and happy Tuesday to you. Good morning. This is Mercy of Pruitt in St. Louis, Missouri. Good morning. I'm excited to welcome everybody to our team call. This is our Jet Set 60-day Blitz call. You have called us with less than 30 days towards our Blitz. We are blitzing all the way to our Harvest is Plenty crew at the end of this month. And we're also blitzing up to the next level. We're so excited to have you join us. Before we get started, we're going ahead and have a couple of announcements. The first one is our YPB convention. Let's make sure we're all registered, pre-registered, for the YPB convention, which is taking place in August of this year in St. Louis. Also, you want to be pre-registered for the YPB University classes. Okay, and by the way, James and Marcia Pruitt are also teaching a class, so you can go ahead and check us out if you'd like to. But go ahead and make sure that at least that you're going and want to go at least for 10% of your team. We want to see if we can get at least 10% of our team, because that is what will make a huge difference in our YTV life over the very next year. Make sure you're aware of our 24-hour hotline. We've got a Jet Set 24-hour hotline that's here designed to help you share the business all day long. Now, let me give you that number. That number is area 512-404-1250. Now, you can press numbers 1-4. That will give you a complete exposure. We've got just a couple of minutes. We've got a full-blown presentation with testimony, and then also a validation step, and also step 4 is how to get started and get it checked next week. That's our 24-hour hotline. If you have not heard it after this call, please hang up and dial and press 1 through 4. Hey, listen, let's have at least brand new people on the call tonight. Tonight, on this very same line at 9 o'clock Central Time and 10 o'clock Eastern Time, will be a great business presentation done by our director out of South Florida, Joanna Moore, Rachel Moore, and Graham Harris. My signal is greatest. Hello, everybody. Now, that's for the call tonight. That's Joanna Moore, Rachel, and Graham Harris for tonight. 9 o'clock Central Time and 10 o'clock Eastern Time, there will be a wonderful business presentation. So make sure and have at least two brand new people on that call. Now, uplifting towards our Harvest is Plenty cruise, make sure everybody that you know is going on, because we're going to have a fantastic time. It's taking place at the end of this month.
At June 30th of this year, on Monday, we're going to sail from Miami, Florida.
We're going to sail from my. Your favorite YPB website. Good morning, everyone. We're in the hotel room. I'm sorry if I keep fading out, but we are here, so we just keep dialing back in. But if you're in the New Jersey area, make sure and bring two friends to the meeting as well. Tomorrow night, that's the Holiday Inn. That's going to be at the Newark Airport, 160 Frontage Road. That's Wednesday night. And that's to our leader. As you know, James does, we have the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates his income is over $1 million in a 12-month period. He is our fourth-level director and a member of that. So what we all love and appreciate the most is how he helps us walk in faith and victory. So without further ado, let's go ahead and welcome this morning with a warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning, Marcia. We are having a time here in the hotel room staying on the line. I certainly hope that you all can hear me here. I am super excited to be here in St. Louis, looking forward to our red carpet event. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, if you have not attended one of these events, please make sure that you do so. I just want to mention that Craig Sweet, Roland the Tourist, are both jet-setting at the present time. I hope we're able to keep them on the line. I'm going to pause immediately and bring on my partner in success, everybody's hero. You all know him, ladies and gentlemen, third-level director. I'm talking about multiple President's Club ring wearing, big-time bonus earning. I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, none other than Mr. Roland Atours. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad that James, I'm over here in Atlanta at a layover, man, and people are looking at me like I lost my mind, but I'm excited about where I'm going to the red carpet, man, and I'm just looking forward to seeing you, man. How you doing, good looking?
I'm doing wonderful this morning, Roland. We're having a time and a half keeping the signals here in the hotel room, so I certainly hope I don't fade in or out. But I'm just telling you, Roland, we talked yesterday about getting back to the basics, about being just back to the basics of what got us to where we are today. I just want to talk a little bit, Roland, this morning about what back to the basics means. And we're going to talk about a minimum standard and begin to expound from there. Now, I mentioned over and over on this call, ladies and gentlemen, that everyone should be on the magazine program. I want to talk about what on the magazine program means. That means that you have a minimum standard, a minimum of 25 magazines coming to your home per month. Now, those 25 magazines, that you may use more than those. You know, I certainly go through more than 25 magazines, Roland, and I know you do the same, but I want to just kind of clarify what we mean when we say at least be on the magazine program. That means a minimum of 25 magazines per month coming to your home. That way, you get the most powerful tool in all of YTB at your resource, as a resource to utilize to grow your business. Now, be a minimum of 25 magazines per month coming to your home. We want to talk about using the 24-hour hotline and using the tools that are available for you here. Now, these 24-hour hotline, folks, I don't know if you've heard it, I don't know if you're using it, but I get calls every single day from someone saying how they use that 24-hour hotline. I'm not everyone from hairdressers. I talked with a hairdresser recently that was just saying it's just the easiest thing for them to do is they're talking to their clients, their customers, to say, I want you to listen to this, and dial on their cell phone and hand it to someone when they press 1 and just kind of walk them through those steps. So, Roland, I just want to make sure that we're utilizing each and every tool. Number one, make sure there's a minimum standard to have 25 magazines per month, and that's the Success from Home magazine coming to you that you're utilizing. You're using your tracking form on those and just following the recruiting steps that we talked so much about on this call. Make sure that you're utilizing the 24-hour hotline. Make sure that you are personally hosting a travel party per week. Now, that's a standard by which we believe is a minimum standard, one travel party per week. Now, if you're being a powerful power team leader, you're hosting your own travel party once per week to grow your personal power team, and simultaneously you are assisting others in your power team with their travel parties as well, and that is truly the way, Roland. You always talk about it. Pay your bills and to continue to grow your business as well as build your team simultaneously. So it's important, ladies and gentlemen, to have those grand opening travel parties. When was the last time you had one? When was the last time you attended one? So, Roland, I just want to talk a little bit about how important you think the grand opening travel party is in using all of these things, getting back to the basics, Roland. How important are travel parties to do?
Well, James, getting back to the basics, and I tell people all the time that weekly meeting builds your team, but travel party pays your bill. And I know that everyone on this line would like to get some bills paid. And, James, that's the basis. That's the power source of building momentum in your business. It's through your grand opening party. And yesterday you did one already. Let's say you did three already. What I would say to everyone on this call, if you could just start doing one, at least minimum one a week, travel party, inviting 10 to 20 people every week to your home. You know, and I think that right there, James, as soon as you sign somebody up that day, you have your power team calendar prepared, and you're setting an appointment for anyone that signed right there. So listen, you just signed today. I know you're excited. I can do the exact same thing that I'm doing here at my travel party for you at your home. What time are you available? What day can you do it? Get them in your calendar, your power team calendar, and you start building momentum that way. Laser focus. And I tell people all the time, that's the best way to build momentum. That's the quickest way to expose this business to so many people right away. And we all know that people have to see this business, see the presentation for themselves to understand what we really have. If they assume, if they hear from someone else, they have to see it to believe it, James. I just really believe that's what built my team. And people thought I had a magic pill, but we just were so consistent with the travel parties, kept doing travel parties. And one travel party led us to Daytona, that led us to Atlanta, that led us to Alabama, that led us back to New York. And next thing you know, you have people building all over the place, and they're doing travel parties. Why? Because that's the way that they came into the business. The quickest way, the most successful way to build your team, I believe, is through the travel parties, James.
Well, you know, Roland, we just attended an extremely powerful event here in Dallas, Texas, Roland. There was over 300 top directors from all over the world there, and Coach Tomer addressed each and every one of us. He mentioned, Roland, starting your business completely over. He mentioned pretending like you've just joined today, and you are trying to get to your power team that is six recruits. Now, think about this. You don't have to get all six. You can bring in three, and those three can get one, but still, you're pretending like you're starting your business over, and you personally are attempting or on your way to your power team. Now, think about this, folks. What that does, if you're already in your power team, if you already have a YTB income, if you already have a residual built, then you have the luxury to start your business completely over with the team you already have in place, already there for you, with the residual already there for you, with your income already there for you. So, Roland, we're starting our businesses completely over as if we're on our way to our power team. Just when I say the words, Roland, starting our business completely over, I can't help but think about the time when you experienced four tremendous hurricanes in one season, and your business, Roland, was at a complete standstill. As large as your team was, absolutely, it was just at a complete standstill. And you came to Marcy and I, you said, James, I really believe in YTB. I know this business works. For some reason, nothing's happening on my team. What do I do? And we talked about starting completely over. And Roland, I remember you attempting to get to your six, to get to your power team. You never made it, Roland. You never made it, but your effort, your goal was to get your six, to get to your power team. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you only made it to four personal recruits, but those four and working your power team, Roland, I believe produced $4,000 to $5,000, $10,000 bonuses in that 1 year. Still on your way to your power team, still as you were starting your business over. Sometime, Roland, starting your business completely over is the answer to getting over the hump. Talk a little bit, Roland, because you've been there, of what it's like to start completely over. Talk about that.
Well, James, when I was at the director's meeting, and Rick Ricketts, you know, had a chance to talk to us, and he said something very profound. And he said, the best way to deal with attrition is addition. The best way to deal with attrition is addition. Now, you could imagine me going through the hurricanes, going through the hard times down there in South Florida, and people were just dropping left and right. And, you know, I talk about it all the time, how my sister lost three, had a leg of 300 that dropped down to 30, and the star team had so many people. And I think total we lost about 4,000 people, James. But if I was to sit there and look at the numbers, and, man, that could devastate someone. But, you know, I just decided, you know what, I'm going to start this business. It's good whether they see it or not. And we understand that that the business don't give up on people. People give up on themselves. And I just decided I was not going to give up. I was going to start over. And you're right, James. You know, I went to go try to get my six, and I couldn't even get the six at the second go around. I just started helping these four build their team, build their team, build their team. And, James, those four new reps brought me seven $10,000 bonuses. So I was able to give them each 100 and just working through my power team, James. But I was actually just doing what you did, seeing what you did, seeing what you and Marcia did, and just had laser focus, you know, as Noah Matos was saying. I just was determined to make it happen again. James, the team just grew with more people, and now that we have a better website, a better this, a better system, better custom, you know, it's just sometimes people, you know, they don't have faith in the system because they haven't gone to red carpet. They haven't gone to a convention. They don't know the owner, so they don't know what they have. And sometimes when you go behind the scenes and look behind the curtains, you could see what's happening behind the stages. And what I saw was happening behind the stages was sound. And I knew that I could lay my family's life on this, my life on this. And I just went to work, James. And it was through those travel parties, James.
So now here we are again, Roland, starting all over. And you, having done that before, knowing the success you've had, here we are again, starting all over. And if you are starting all over one more time, and I am starting all over one more time, you think of how Coach Tomer must feel in saying, in other words, this is something that leaders do continuously, continue to start completely over, never forsaking anyone, never abandoning anyone, always there for everyone. But it's a time to hit the reset button, time to restart, refresh, renew your commitment and see the finish line in your mind and begin to every single day take a step toward that by getting back to the basics, making sure you're on that magazine program, making sure that you're hosting your very own power travel party for your power team. Your power team is who you are responsible for helping those people. I begin to tell people, Roland, the company pays me to help you get to your power team. So we're going to go back to those people who we are responsible for. Check, see who's ready to run, who's ready to walk. The old rule is if you run with the runners, you walk with the walkers. If they're standing still, we go and work with somebody else, Roland, and that means pressing that restart button and starting over again and becoming a master at the simple steps of just working your power team and helping somebody else get there and utilizing all the tools. And it's so simple. Everybody that comes aboard, have them call that hotline and press 4. Get a perfect get started session, Roland. You are absolutely right. They get getting started all over. You never made it to your six personals because those four, and you didn't all happen at once. One came in, you helped that person. As you begin to help others, you met someone else. Boom, they put that personal in, begin to work with them and help them, and you met someone else. And that continues to go. The two-step process of continuing to sponsor, continuing to bring on new life, continuing to recruit. Who recruits? Churches recruit. The military recruits. Universities recruit. Recruiting is what is done when you're looking for a higher quality of people to continue to feed your business, to grow your business. It is the lifeblood of what we do is to continue to share the business. And with today's economy being the way it is, man, do we have the perfect solution. The perfect solution for the everyday family like my family, Roland, like your family. The everyday solution the perfect solution for the everyday family, Roland, is right here with today's economy. We have the answer, and I just believe it's our duty, our job, to spread the good news, to let the news be known. Roland, I'm excited about starting over. I'm excited about where we are because no matter what, we know how to get over the hump. We know how to push forward to get to the next level. We know what it takes, Roland, and we're geared up. We're ready to go, and I'm happy to be in business with you, man. I'm happy to be pushing forward with you, and I'm happy to see you today, Roland, here at the red carpet in St. Louis. It's a beautiful day, and there's so many people from all over coming to this incredible, incredible event. We've got some private time with the CEO of the company, and we're excited, Roland. Looking forward to seeing you later today, man.
Well, James, I'm looking forward to seeing you as well, man. And I think about it, man, as we're talking, as we're speaking, as we're telling people to just start over, man. It just sounds so simple, man. And the instruction that you're giving us, man, two left, two right, two left and a right, man. And it seems like, you know, wow, man, it seems so simple with James. But why why don't we do that, James? Why is it difficult for us to follow those directions, James? I think back on my dad. My dad, you know, when he was driving, you know, and I was young, I wasn't able to drive at that time, and I used to, you know, my dad used to drive home, and he used to always take the long way home, and I was wondering, why is he taking the long way home, you know, and as I start get my driver's license, you know, I start taking my route, you know, the shorter route. You know, whenever I rode with my dad, you know, I was always frustrated because he had to go down that back road. He had to go down here. And why he was going there, because he used to go down the block where he knew people. So he was checking on Sister So-and-so. They were checking on his neighbor here and checking on his brother here. And he went where he was comfortable, you know, but it took him a long way. And I really believe here in this business, when we give instructions, people still tend to do it the way they're comfortable doing it. And I hear people sometimes saying this, I'm going to do a travel, but you know what? I want a big production. You know, I signed this lady up, and she, you know, she was used to doing productions. So she said, I want to do a grand production. I want to have this. I want to have a stage show. I want to have that, because that's what she's comfortable doing. And I'm saying, no, just two lefts and a right. Just two lefts and a right. No, I want to add this. I want to add that. I want to do a cartwheel. I want to do it and make it a big production. Why? Because that's what we're comfortable doing. Now, don't get me wrong. Some of those things may work, but it's the long way. You may think it's your home, but you're taking the long route, James. I just know the shortcut to get there is to just buckle up. Do those travel parties. Buckle up. Do the exposures. Buckle up. Use that 24-hour hotline. Buckle up. Do those validations and closing. You'll never know who you're going to meet at a travel party. You know, so I know those roads are comfortable going, but listen, James, I know that we know a shortcut, and that's why it's easy to start over again. That's why it's easy to go ahead and build a team all over again. Why? Because we know the shortcut. You know, and sometimes we like to go where we're comfortable. But listen, please, keep doing the uncomfortable until it becomes comfortable. Do the uncomfortable until it becomes comfortable, James. I'm just so excited that we get the opportunity, and I'm looking forward to starting over again and getting, just finding four or maybe three people this time and getting $10,000 bonus checks, James. I'm ready.
You know, Roland, I just listened to Coach Tomer. You just listened to Coach Tomer. He talked a little bit at the director's meeting about who you listen to and why. You know, he talked about having been where we are before, having taken over and dominated an industry before, and what it takes to get there. He talked about being the top producer and what it takes to get there, how to continue to produce when you're already at a top level. He talked about that, Roland. He talked about what it takes, and he is saying the time to press the reset button and start over. Everybody get to their power team. Everybody bring in some new blood. Everybody recruit someone that you've been thinking about. There's people out here that need us. We got to get back to the basics, folks, and work in our power team. We are completely and solely responsible for helping those people who are willing to get to their own power team and produce power team leaders as a result. Roland, this team will be known in history for producing so many power team leaders. And we're seeing now, Roland, just from the systems and the tools that are here, we're seeing new directors take their rightful place. We're seeing new $10,000 bonus earners being crowned. We're seeing new President's Club rings being given out. We're seeing new prosperity, new life, new blood amidst all of the doom and gloom of what's happening in the economy. You know, Roland, sometimes when bad things happen out there for everyone and the economy suffering, sometimes that just means the people that are always make a way start looking for a way, start looking for a way to change some things. And let me tell you something. You mentioned yesterday, Roland, that book by Robert Kiyosaki, A Millionaire, and Donald Trump, A Billionaire, called Why We Want You to Be Rich. Why We Want You to Be Rich, because every person that become rich helps this economy, provides lifeblood for the economy. And Roland, yes, every one of us on this call, we want to be rich, Roland, and when we're given the recipe and we're following the book, and the book I'm referring to is your YTB Travel Biz Toolbox that's located on your website. Please focus on chapters 7, 8, and 9, and that is the basics, folks. That is the basics. Make sure that you're doing your part and share the business with people today and push yourself to get one or two more fresh exposures. Truly become a conversation specialist. Meeting people and talking to people is fun, and you're in control of it all, so make sure that you're having fun. If you're doing this business and you're not having fun, I think you're not doing it right. Roland, we talked about a lot of good information on this call today. We talked about starting over. We talked about repositioning ourselves and refocusing on what it takes to get there, Roland. And I'm going to just pause for a moment and turn this call over to you to close out like you do each and every day. Take it away, my friend.
Well, James, I would love to, man. I remember when I was over there in Dallas, Texas, man, I got a chance to visit the Potter's house, James, and it was this preacher that was talking, man, and he said something very profound, and talked about the faith of a spider. And he said, the faith of a spider is so strong, and we all just have the faith of a spider. See what a spider does? He goes find a little spot, and he takes his little web, and he spins his 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 web, and he creates a large net, and then he just sits back and waits. And wait for a fly to come in. You know, wait for a bug to come in. And just wait for something to be captured in that web. And I just think this business is the same way. We have the tools. All we got to do is use the tools. Use the tools. Trust the tools. And wait. See, that spider just did what he can do. And he's just waiting for God to do what he can't do. And I just think this business is the same thing. If we do our part, God will do the rest. And as that spider has faith, I think we need to have faith just like that. Just spin our web. Just use the tools. Just use the tools. Use the tools. Just do our part. And watch God does his. On behalf of Jason Marcia Pruitt, Roland Michelle Latouris, we are skipping levels in 2008. Don't believe what you see. See what you believe. Because with God, all things are possible. Be blessed. You on the call in the morning.
All right. Another exciting morning call. Getting back to basics, starting your business all over again. And, hey, you know, I'm excited about what they shared this morning. And you know, I focus like that each and every day because I want to get to where they're at. And it's just so valuable to be able to plug in to this call and just get this information. Monty, you there?
I'm here, man.
Hey, man. How you feel this morning?
I'm good. And, oh, man, I just love it. Today is a brand new day. And I was as they were talking, I was thinking about something. You know, you think in terms of a baby being born. If that situation did not happen like it happens, you know, the human race would become extinct. So, you know, a new beginning. Every time a child is born, that's a brand new beginning. And every time another day happens, that's a brand new beginning. So, you know, you tie that into what they were talking about. Getting back to the basics, doing what you did to get you where you are, I mean, it just all makes sense, Tali.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, the whole thing of, you know, focusing on, you know, we constantly, you know, new recruiting. I mean, I thought about, you know, the Final Four in terms of, you know, basketball this year and, you know, Kansas going on to win and, you know, North Carolina being in the, you know, there, and all of the teams that played, you know, is that even though Kansas went on and won, they are recruiting right now for this fall. I mean, North Carolina, you know, Roy Williams is out recruiting. Duke, Coach K, he's out recruiting. You know, and that's the thing is that no matter how good their team was last year, they know every year they got to go recruit a fresh crop. And if we look at that, you know, with building this business, is then, you know, it just makes sense.
And see, a lot of people might think that after the season's over, that they just kick back and just cool out. Man, they get busier after the season is over because it's like you say, they've got to keep those fresh legs and those fresh minds on the court because the competition never stops getting better and better. And if you want to compete, you got to go out there and get you some players, some players that want to compete also, and so your team can go get it. See, this thing isn't about doing it all by yourself. This thing is about a team. And as we all know, we are one big YTB team, but then we all have our own individual teams going on that tie into YTB. So you've always got to keep that edge, you've always got to have new blood, you know, fresh blood or new people in what you're doing.
So true. So, hey, folks, you know, again, you heard it from James Pruitt and Roland Latouris this morning. Get back to basics. Make sure, you know, as they said, the minimum standards, the magazine program, plugging into the hotline, calls using that system. When the leadership training call last night, it was interesting that Craig Sweet So when he was at the meeting, people kept asking him, you know, what's their secret? What's their secret? What's their secret? And he said, you know, y'all ready? Y'all ready? He said, the secret is 512-404-1250. Press 1 for quick overview. Get back to me. Oh, what you like out of that? Okay, great. You like what you heard. Okay, go back. Dial that number again. Press 2. Listen to a 15-minute presentation. Oh, great. All right, you ready to get started, huh? Okay, good. Let me go back, press 3, listen to James and Marcia Pruitt, and they're going to, you know, do the validation piece for you. Okay, now, we got to go to work. Go back, dial that number, press 4, and get off to a fast start and get a check next week. If we just follow that system, he said 1, 2, 3, 4. What else could you ask for more?
Hey, Satawi, 2 lefts and a right, or 2 rights and a left. Follow the systems. Follow the leader's lead. They keep it very simple. There's nothing complicated about this business. It's simple, but people complicate the process. If we just stay within the realms of the process, we can keep it simple and we can move forward.
That's it. Yeah. Oh, she holds them travel parties once a week, and go back and read chapter 7, 8, and 9, people. You know, hey, I'm like you say, 2 lefts and a right. We out of here. I'm done for the day. You got any closing comments?
Let's get it done. We're gonna see you guys at the top.
All right. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right.